The Doyle statement by the Taoiseach, it has been claimed by some sources contacting me, did not maintain strongly enough the Irish refusal to cede the British claim to Rockall and territorial rights arising from that. Fianna Fáil's Marine spokesman Patricope Gallagher has said the Taoiseach failed to defend Ireland's claim to Rockall and that he was shocked by that. Coincidentally with that, the full agreement signed between the Irish government and the UK back in June of 2013 has been shown to the Marine Times. Signed by the Taoiseach Eamon Gilmore at a time when current Taoiseach and Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney was the Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, it set down in detail sea boundaries between the Irish and UK exclusive economic zones. What is now of concern is the implications arising from that and how they might affect the current dispute and the post-Brexit situation. While the Rockall controversy has dropped in national media attention, this issue is troubling to the industry, from where one source told me that the real truth has not been revealed yet. There is a duty, surely, on government to make the situation clear in relation to the 2013 agreement.